Welcome to Texas TLNX Exile, episode number 18. I want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on. There's some happenings with the trucker convoy that I've been reporting on for quite a while. And they were allowing the trucks to go into Washington, D.C., because I saw some footage of that on @JoeyCamp2020 on Gab. And I've been getting reports from some of the people that I know there that I've stayed in touch with. There's getting to be a little bit of antagonism going on between the police because they were trying to blame the convoy for the traffic jam. Well, I'm sorry, but if you're a city and you can't handle a couple hundred extra vehicles a day, I don't know what to tell you. You're obviously not very good at your job or your highway system is crap, which it very well may be in Washington, D.C. Seems to me you could handle a couple hundred. All they're doing is driving around the Beltway, and then they did go into Washington, D.C. proper, which I thought was a really good move for them to finally get that far, but there's a long ways to go yet. There are things that they demand, and one of them I think is completely reasonable, which is to get rid of this Emergency Act. We don't need it anymore. The pandemic's over. I drove all the way up to Washington, D.C. and all the way across the United States, and I didn't go into one convenience store, one truck stop, one anything that had masks on. A few people here and there, yes, but not the whole group. So it's over. Give it up. That's one piece of control that you've lost control of until you come up with another plandemic. And I'm sure they will. That's not in question. We've seen now that the federal government and the governments all across the country, I mean, these are local, county, city, state governments, are hostile to you and your freedom. They hate it. They hate the fact that you might have an independent thought they don't know about or go someplace they can't find you on some, closed circuit television or something. They're just terrified of the people being doing something that they're not aware of. And I got to tell you, that you think you're not living in a communist country? You think you're living in some free state? You're not. I would hope you would want that. If you could think about the Soviet Union, with all of the technological advancements that we have, they'd be right there, man, watching everybody. They used to do it by making you testify or admit to what your family had said. Well, this is absolute lack of freedom. We have zero. And until we reclaim it, we're always going to have zero. And you can pass laws all you want, but it's not going to make any difference. So, I was explained in a comment that I made on the blog through Substack blog that you might very well like everything in the Constitution. You might think that's still a legitimate document. Nobody's paying attention to it but us. For the vast majority of people in Washington, D.C., the people we've elected, the people we've sent there, they don't care what's in it. They have no idea. They don't even know what's in it. They don't care what's in it. That's it might as well be the Magna Carta, for heaven's sake. It's irrelevant to what they think or what they plan to do. So, to whatever extent that the convoy can pursue that one goal, at least achieve that one goal of getting rid of the Emergencies Act, I think they should stay there. They can't reinstate freedom for everybody. There's no level of protest other than everybody in the country out in the streets and not going to work, not turning on your trucks. That's the only way you get to freedom, peacefully, is just stop doing whatever you're doing and go protest. And I don't see that happening, so, when it gets there, I don't know. I'm surprised I'm still alive. I really am. But there's a couple other things going on too, so I want to let you know about that. This whole thing in Ukraine, I have not been able to figure this out. Okay, I'm no fan of Putin. I think he's an autocrat. I think he is a dictator. I think he pursues what he and the oligarchs around him want. I don't think he's any better than anybody else. But to be honest with you, the cheerleading that's going on behind Zelensky, the fact that I know that he was part of the World Economic Forum, but so was Putin. So, Putin was there too. Although Putin has called for the arrest of George Soros, which I think is a good idea. But I have this real sense that if you have Putin and you have Zelensky, and they both went to the World Economic Forum and theoretically are part and parcel of that new world order. Now, Putin puts up a lot of statements against the new world order. In that case, you sort of have to get on his side. And I am was for Ukraine. I don't like to see anybody get beat to death by some stronger power. But I got to tell you, when you have all of the media, you have all of the politicians, you have all of the left and half of the right cheering for Ukraine, that's something I've never seen before. And I think the right is doing it because they see Putin as an enemy, which he is. So is China. They are not competitors, as Biden claims. These are enemies. They want to take us down. They probably don't want to take us down as much as Biden and his group want to take this country down, but they want to take it down too. So I've had struggled with what side to be on. I don't like being on Putin's side, but if he's against the New World Order, if he's against globalists, if he's against the World Economic Forum, if he's going to call for the arrest of George Soros, it's hard to be against that. So I've been looking at this issue really closely, and I am almost convinced that Ukraine is nothing but a large false flag that is designed to either dominate the United States, push it off to the side, which it's already doing, because as I discussed in a recent blog post, the Saudi Arabians have chosen to sell China oil, and the trading vehicle being the yuan rather than the dollar. That's massive. I think it's all part of this final push to take the United States down, which I don't think would take a heck of a lot. They're so worried about what guys like me and you and your neighbors are thinking and feeling and talking about, and whether they protest against the school boards or not, or whether what they do. They're so terrified of what we're doing. These people are stomping all over them. And it all comes down to the same thing. You and me are the enemies of everybody. Everybody in the world right now. Our government, we're the enemies of our government. They consider us their enemy, so I guess, that's not something you get to choose. If somebody decides to wage war against you, you don't get to choose whether there's going to be a war or not. You're just subject to whatever they intend to do. And so far, they've told us that they intend to prosecute us for having the wrong thoughts or saying the wrong thing. And then at the bottom, there's like a little note that says, oh, by the way, this only is, this doesn't violate your First Amendment rights or your constitution or other constitutional rights. Well, yes, it does. Yes, it does. So I'm not sure that this whole Ukraine thing isn't a false flag to get the American people to accept our loss in the war. I think it's designed for us to shrug our shoulders when China goes after Taiwan. And I may be completely wrong. I'm completely fine with the fact that I'm wrong on this. I'm just saying that I've texted and talked to you a little bit to Michael Yon, and he's in the same place. He's told me that it's a real gray area and it's hard to decide, who is what. Chuck Holton was on Mary Grace Media the other day, a video, and he was talking about how people are really being hurt and killed in Ukraine, and I'm sure they are. But I haven't seen one New World Order government yet that had any problem killing its own people to achieve a political goal that was greater than their lives in their estimation. Putin may be viciously and aggressively attacking Ukraine for apparently no reason other than to make America shut up and go away. But we have cheerleaders for this war with Russia in all of the mainstream media, the MSNBC, CNBC, CNN, all of them just can't wait for there to be a war because I think they see that war as a way to take down the traditional United States of America. It's why I wrote the Nine Principles of Freedom, is because we're going to have a document. Once they destroy, burn the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, we have to have some sort of guideline, and the Nine Principles of Freedom is a small enough book that it can slide under the radar if y'all would buy some of them now and get them out there to people. It would be one of those little things that hides under the surface, that gets passed around, that keeps these ideas and these beliefs and these understandings of what the value of our individual rights alive for the next generation who is going to wind up having to fight a horrific war against whoever takes over this country, whether it's communism from inside, it's communism from outside, it's Putin from another side. If they decide to carve it up into three different pieces, I'm not sure where we go from here. Because one of the big things that the United States has had since the end of World War II is the ability to have the dollar being a strong dollar internationally for trade. And once you had China be able to purchase from Saudi Arabia oil with the yuan instead of the dollar as a trading vehicle, you lost the preeminence of the dollar. That's already done. The famine that Michael Yon talks about a lot. He talks about the Panfa War, right? Is it the pandemic and famine and war go hand in hand? The famine's already baked in. The cost of diesel and the cost of fertilizer is already destroying our ability to feed ourselves or any of our allies. It's already baked in. We're at planting season. If not right now, at least in a week or two. And if they don't have the fertilizer and they don't have the fuel, and it's going to cost them 10 times what they can ever sell wheat for, because the middleman wants his piece too. So you take it where you have wheat, could cost 1,000 times more than it used to. A loaf of bread already is nearly $5 a loaf, right? At least the stuff I get. What if it's $50 a loaf? I obviously we'll be cooking a lot of our own, baking a lot of our own bread, but you see what I'm saying though? This has a societal cataclysmic event in the cities where people haven't even thought about putting some of these reserves back. And when they run out of food, where are they going to go? They're going to go out into the country. I have been reading the Civil Defense Manual by Jack Lawson, and I want to get him on here. One of his things is he wants to have whoever interviews him read the whole thing, and I'm getting close to the end. And then I plan to have him on here to discuss the things that should have been done already. I'll be honest with you. If anybody's watching this who hasn't taken steps to put some food aside and supplies aside, it would astound me. But if you haven't, get busy now. Because the famine is already baked in. Ukraine is one of the largest producers of wheat. Well, they're not going to plant this year. Now, there is talk of a peace deal coming up. And yet there's other indications that I've seen, because I'm trying to figure this thing out. There's other indications I've seen that even if there is a peace deal, Putin is not going to abide by it anyway. He's going to use it as a talking point for a little bit and then pursue it harder. So this is the world we live in. This is the cross we've been given to bear. To whatever degree it's our fault, and I'm not sure that it is. Look, when your country's smooth and cruising along, and you know there's new music on the radio, there's more money in your bank account, there's, you know, children are getting good educations, your health is good. I don't see why my generation should have gone out and protested. For the last decade, I've been screaming about these issues, so I don't know what more I could do. We did a film about it, Lies of Omission, to point it out. I'm working on a documentary about the convoy right now. To point out that it was what it really was, which was a bunch of American people with good hearts that just want their freedom, that just want somebody to pay attention, somebody to pay attention to the fact that they have these God-given rights and that those God-given rights are worth protesting for and ultimately fighting for and dying for. So that's where I'm at, and I'm trying to figure it out. I have a sense that this whole Ukrainian issue, based on the people who support Ukraine, being really unusual. The people clamoring for war, it's really unusual that they clamor for war. And it's really unusual that people like me aren't in favor of standing up for the little guy. I'm not sure it's not a false flag, so that's, I'm trying to get something, and I'll certainly bring it to you when I do. I'm trying to get something that tells me what is really going on. And so here we are, and I want to thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for making these episodes popular. I know it doesn't look like it on Rumble, but that's not the only place that they get out. There's other places where they get a lot more views than that, but that's where it started, so it's still there. Thank you for reading the blogs. Thank you for supporting my efforts. And I will always tell you the truth, at least as I see it. I'm not like the intelligence community that would have lied to you for, yeah, what, 44 months or something like that, telling you that the laptop from hell was Russian disinformation. But I don't trust Putin any more than I trust Zelensky. Zero Hedge has an important article you should read, 10 Signs That the War in Ukraine is a Part of the Great Reset, which that would be the point of having the false flag, is to facilitate the globalist thing. I'm not sure if Putin is part of that, which he very well might be, or if he is at war with Ukraine to try to stop it. I don't know. There are a lot of people out there who have, I mean, I'm reading everything I can from everybody I can. So, I try to do the good research and not just talk. So if I'm still unsure of what exactly is going on. I'd be suspicious of anybody who says they do know. All right, well, thanks a lot for stopping by. I appreciate it. It means a lot. Adios.